It's time for this afternoon's post-game coaches interview presented by Bearings. And Matt, you look at this game. You come out, obviously Fordham had a game in yesterday. Is there anything that's talked about specifically in those situations where you have a team that has a game on you and maybe how extra critical first couple minutes might be?
Not necessarily. I think it's safe to address to the team, like, hey, there's going to be anxiety. It's a tournament. That's great. You know, we're in a great position right now, and let's embrace that, and let's fuel it, and or let that fuel us with just playing hard. I would think that's the approach that we have early, because once you've run up and down a couple times, you know, you're just playing basketball again. And I think a lot from our coaching staff was that, you know, it's easy to get uptight as coaches if things don't go well in the first few minutes or in the first, you know, by the second or third media timeout. So I think we had some pretty good constraints on ourselves to not get overly excited at an official's call or at a mistake by a player or a defensive breakdown. You know, we felt that our demeanor would allow our players to not have that sense of anxiety that can come with the tournament environment.
This game sort of, or it seemed to play out a little bit like the second matchup at Belk Arena. They came in, they played their unique defense against you, created a big cushion, contracted just a little bit. Would you compare that style of play that unfolded?
Yeah, absolutely. Their game plan, I would say they mixed up their defenses a little bit more than the second game. They played a little bit of man-to-man, which they do, but have yet to do this season against us. They played a little bit of their zone. They do their defense where they don't play. They basically guard, you know, Des Watson and Grant Huffman and Sam Menenga in the paint. So what it requires is guys to play completely different roles, because you need, I mean, you could see the numbers. I mean, obviously they took Foster. I mean, Foster did a good job scoring 8 points in 22 minutes, but, you know, Lee only takes 7 shots in 30 minutes. Mike's only takes 7 shots in 30 minutes, but what it forces you to do is you have to beat them with the Sams and the Grants and the Nelsons and the Nelsons and the Des Watsons. And boy, did those guys step up. I mean, and you know, Sam's numbers from rebounding, he made free throws, he had 15 points, he had 5 assists. What they do is they make your foreman be the ball handler. And when your foreman comes away with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists, you're pretty pleased.
And what are your orders to Sam in that situation? Because sometimes he'll go, sometimes he won't, sometimes he kicks it back outside. So what's the initial read for him?
He's got to be aggressive, and that doesn't mean he has to score, but it means he's got to attack. He can't just get the ball across half court when his man is standing underneath the rim and drive wildly and feel like he has to score. He has to get other players involved. And, you know, if he goes right to the basket or he goes right to the post to try and score, the other four defenders can just stand there. They don't have to do any work. Over the course of a game, if you make them work and make them work and make them work, somebody's going to get open in the second half that maybe wasn't able to get open in the first half. So it's a matter of just being patient but also being aggressive, and you just have to find that balance.
And we talk about the bench scoring. We're not used to getting so high an output there points-wise. You know, it's impacted all the time in other ways. Starting with Des Watson with a career-high 13, and he was key in that first half with 8 points.
He was, and, you know, it's easy for you to be in Des' situation and just stand on the three-point line and wait for the ball to come to you. But he set a lot of screens that maybe didn't get a guy open, but what it did is it put his feet in position to have rhythm as he stepped into shots. And we were kind of joking. We're in the visitors' locker room in an NBA arena, so there's all these old NBA pictures, and we joked afterwards that he was playing like a 1980s NBA game, like where there's no three-point line. He's just spotting up from 15 feet, and he's knocking it down, and he's pulling up, you know. But for a freshman to come in this environment where, you know, a win and a loss means something different, it's pretty impressive that he had the cool nature to come in and step up. And what he did in the first half obviously carried into the second half and was the reason why we were successful.
And Grant Huffman, take what they give you, and that was 3 good looks at 3. I mean, how much does that do for this offense if you can extend with Huffman contributing a trio of 3 balls?
Yeah, and Grant works so hard. I mean, the effort he put in the offseason was as impressive as any guard we've ever had who said, I'm going to do everything I can to be respected as a shooter. And you see it today. And did he go 3 for 3? He went 3 for 4. You know, those two in the first half, I mean, that is where we took the lead. I think it got us to like 8 or 9 or 10 points. And you saw the excitement out of him because he worked so hard, and then he sees it pay off in moments like that.
How critical was guard rebounding in this game? Just by the sheer amount of missed three-pointers that the Rams had.
Yeah, and in the second half, we had a lead, and we don't really speak about it like this, but the only way they're going to get back into the game, if we play the offense the way we know how, which is taking care of the basketball, getting good shots, making good free throws, they're going to have to make threes. I thought we challenged a lot of them. I thought they got some good looks that I wish we didn't give up. But long threes always equal long rebounds, and those are the guard rebounds. And I mean, I haven't looked at the specific numbers for who rebounded well, but I see Grant had 5, Mike had 5. that's you need those guys to get those 50-50 balls, because if you would have watched Fordham's game against George Mason yesterday, it was a 13-point game in many ways, similar to like when we came out of halftime. And all of a sudden, Fordham got that one loose ball, and they hit a three. They got a three-point play, and it gave them some major mojo, some major energy and momentum, and that's what shifts a game in a tournament environment. So, yeah, every 50-50 ball is almost more important than anyone they've ever seen.
How would you assess the overall defensive effort by the Wildcats, especially Michael Jones, who was matched up against Chuba a lot in that first half with Luke on the bench with a couple fouls?
It was terrific, and we mixed in some double teams. We changed some of our ball screen defenses, and they are a really well-coached team, and they run some different actions that Davidson's defense doesn't always defend the way we wish. If we had some maybe different schemes that are the foundation of our defense, perhaps we'd be a little bit different. But some of the ball screens they run, it really puts different people in funky situations, and I thought we recovered that for most of them. We recovered fairly well, but yeah, if you're going to talk about anything defensively from today, it's going to be the defensive job that Mike Jones did on Chuba Ohams, who all conference player, was voted most improved player. Picked up two quick fouls. He forced Luka to pick up two quick fouls, and you know, you look around like, oh no, what are we going to do? Well, we went four guards. Mike Jones didn't let him score a bucket on him.
Well, great to see everything today, and especially the hustle for you getting over here earlier was impressive for this interview. Did you realize you were locked in? That was an impressive run. You were just that excited.
Well, I drink like seven bottles of water on the bench to kind of like remain calm, and so it took me a few extra minutes to get out of the locker room, but I'm glad I made it here.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate your time. Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.